Florida lawmakers say it should be a crime for fertility doctors to inseminate patients with their own sperm without consent. Several cases have popped up recently as the popularity of at-home genetic testing has grown, revealing the actions of unscrupulous doctors. But most states have no laws against the act. I'm Blaze Ganey. Broward County Democratic Senator Lauren Books says she found out about the need of this bill during her own life experience.
4 years ago, when my husband and I were struggling with the disappointment after disappointment after disappointment that comes with infertility, the reality of parenthood seemed completely impossible. During that lonely and often homeless time, there was nothing that I would not have done to become a mother.
She says eventually she and her husband sought professional help.
I found myself in a fertility clinic discussing my options, very expensive options that come with zero guarantee of pregnancy. We were, as so many couples are, full of hope, completely desperate, and totally vulnerable. We put our whole lives, a small fortune, and complete faith and trust into the hands of a physician.
For Book, it all worked out, and she and her husband now have 4-year-old twins. But that's not how it always works. Sometimes a family must rely on a sperm donor. That's what happened with Eve Wiley's parents.
They were given one sheet of paper that listed every single sperm donor from California Cryobank, and it just had one line with physical characteristics, level of education, and they spent weeks poring over this one sheet of paper to select their sperm donor.
When Wiley turned 18, she was allowed to go through a process to find her biological father, who her mom knew as Donor 106.
I ended up contacting and finding Donor 106, and we began this wonderful father-daughter relationship. I've called him Dad for the last 13 years. He officiated my wedding. My kids call him Papa. And that's been our story for the last 13 years.
But 2 years ago, when her son started having health concerns, it uncovered a secret.
And his doctors wanted to get more genetic variations on him. And the easiest way to do this was to do 23andMe Plus Health.
23andMe Plus Health helps people find out if they have certain inherited conditions, but the ancestry portion helps create a family tree for those who may not know all of their family.
When that came back, I don't know if you guys are familiar with those platforms. I looked at the ancestry piece, and being donor conceived, you know, of course I probably have half siblings out there since there's no caps on live births. And what I discovered was I had 3 half brothers at the time.
After reaching out to one of them, she found out the secret.
After a closer look, we discovered that we were actually first cousins. And I asked him to tell me about his uncles because I had already found, you know, Dad, and he said that he had one uncle, and his name was Ken McMaurice. Ken McMaurice is a name that has been a part of my story since conception because he's my mother's fertility doctor.
That's when it all became obvious to Wiley.
My mom's fertility doctor chose to use his own sperm without my parents' knowledge or consent, and he is my biological father.
But McMaurice, who practices in Texas, faced no legal repercussions because of his bad faith work.
What we found out is that this is not a crime in 47 states. And in Texas specifically and everywhere else, you don't have a civil cause of action. You don't have a criminal cause of action. And in Texas, the medical board couldn't even take action, so he is still practicing today with zero measurable accountability.
Wiley's story isn't unique. A doctor in Virginia is believed to have 75 or more children through involuntary insemination. Since the Wiley story, Texas has enacted a law making it a sexual assault felony punishable up to 2 years for a person using sperm during a reproduction procedure that has not been consented for by the patient. Book's bill would create a third-degree felony for a physician who performed an insemination with unwanted sperm. If the sperm is from the physician, it's considered sexual battery and would result in a second-degree felony. The legislation has one more stop. The House version is headed to the full House after passing its last stop Tuesday.